Triple M, Mitchell and Michael, and Mitch joining us on the line now from The Motley Fool. They can help you with your investment ideas and all those big money ideas you might have with the little money that we get here at the bottom rug of society that the government gives us in the budget. It's economist. We've got Scott Phillips on the line. Morning, Scott.
Mitch and Michael, good morning.
Good. Stock Phillips is what I'll now be calling you. Motley Fool is every guy about my age at the pub. Tells me he listens to what you guys say. So I'm very excited for this because I do not understand the budget.
I'll do my level best. I'm glad people are listening. You may be speaking to the only two or three listeners we have, but that's a good place to start. I'll come and do something in person sometime soon.
Now, big budget news last night in regards to, like, we see the petrol price is going to be, like, slashed by about 22 cents. That's really good. But is there any more we could sort of squeeze out of that? Is there anything we keep in mind?
So here's this is the good news for individuals. A halving of the fuel excise, saving about 22 cents a litre. That should start to roll out in the next 2 weeks or so, depending on what your local servo's got already in the tanks and when they get the next delivery. But we should start to see that fall, which is positive. If you're on a welfare payment, so think about age pension, concession card holders, carers pension, disability, job seeker, youth allowance, all that stuff, a $250 payment coming in the next couple of weeks, which will be nice. And also, if you're a low or middle income earner, there's a boost of $420. These are one-off numbers for this year's tax return, supposed to be helping with the cost of living and or getting a government re-elected, depending on which side of the fence you want to be on that one. But that's the good news. So $8.6 billion being spent across those three areas. They're the ones that we'll notice in pay packets or in welfare payments or, as you say, at the pump.
And when I get this money, do I go to the casino and put it all on black?
Mate, if you want to, you're welcome to, though I wouldn't suggest it as a responsible financial advisor. I'd have to say, please don't do that. You never know, you might double it, so there's that opportunity. Of course, you might lose the lot. This is the hard part, right? It's supposed to be a cover for the cost of living. So we know that petrol's gone up. We know that fruit and veg, meat, all that stuff is going up. And there's probably no quick end to that. In fact, the budget's expecting inflation to be 4% this year and 3% next year. So that's a decent hike in terms of how much we're paying for stuff. So in theory, maybe that money might be better spent on other things. If you've got the spare readies, maybe try and invest a couple of dollars of that. But at the very least, no, I wouldn't blow it if you have the chance. Everyone likes a night out. Maybe take $50 to the casino, go and watch a movie or something. But I reckon there's probably better places for the rest of it.
Scott, what do you think should be first on your list? Would you be hitting up debts, or depending on how you're managing that with your salary, should you use extra money for investing?
Yes, that's a great question. Look, the honest answer, the best financial answer is pay off high interest debt first. So think about credit cards that are charging you 20%. Maybe you've got a personal loan that's these days, what, 10, 11, 12%. That stuff is going to be, A, it's tax-free, and B, it's probably going to be more than the average person going to earn trying to invest it, right? So other than putting it all on black and seeing if you can double it, that's a pretty good return if you get it, but probably not advised. Pay any credit card debt first if you've got any. And the other thing is the boring bit. Cut up the credit card while you're there, because if you're only going to pay it off and then put more back on it next month, then you haven't really achieved anything, right? All you've effectively done is delayed the inevitable. But if you've got some stubborn debt hanging around, personal debt in particular, personal loans, pay those down, pay those off if you can. In terms of paying the mortgage down, that's also pretty useful, particularly because rates are going to go up. So you've got an offset account, can be a great way to park that. Look, I'm an investor by trade. We run an investment business. But if you've got a few dollars left over, by all means, look at investing some of that and invest it for the long term if you can. Don't whack it on crypto or try and double it on some specky miner, as much as I love them. Try and find a long-term way to build that wealth, because you are hopefully saving for retirement. And slow and steady, unfortunately, boringly, really does still win the race despite everything else you can invest in these days. Keeping it simple, mate. It's the problem is my job is eat your vegetables, which is not much fun when everyone wants to be told with hot chips and go and splurge. I'm like, just eat the broccoli. Boring, but super effective, and the long-term compound returns can be phenomenal.
There you go. Eat your broccoli. That's what Scott says. Check out The Motley Fool. Head online. They've got heaps of great resources and the podcast.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's amazing to listen to a Scott we can trust.
You said that, not me.